Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision on KEXP. I'm Emily Fox. The First Nation's electronic duo Hallucination is out with part one of a two-part EP inspired by wrestling. I got up with Bear Witness and Toolman of Hallucination to learn more about this wrestling theme, but also learn more about their work they're most known for, which is weaving powwow music into their electronic beats. Here's Bear.
This tour that we did earlier this year with F***ed Up, the Toronto hardcore band. And the reason that we toured with the band is because Damian Abraham, the lead singer, is a really close friend of ours that, you know, we connect with on a lot of levels. But one of the big ones is that he's also a huge wrestling fan. So we've been talking for a while now about how to ways that we could incorporate wrestling into our live shows. And on that tour was our first opportunity to put into effect and have two wrestlers that we toured with who would be the first opening act. And then I actually continue the storyline of the wrestling through the whole night and be part of the big encore where we all played together and the wrestlers came out and finished their matches at the end of the night.
And then tell me about just kind of like this narrative of wrestling that you're telling within this EP. So there's like the Hallucination and then there's the Ally Nation or Ally Nation. Tell me more about just like the narrative that you're creating within these songs.
What this two-part EP, the umbrella name for it is The Road to Hallucimania. And on The Road to Hallucimania, there's two paths. There's the path of the heel and the path of the babyface. So in wrestling, you have heels and baby faces, and the heels are the bad guys, and the baby faces are the good guys. So, you know, where we started off, this one is the path of the heel. It's all about the bad guys. It's all about coming after the Hallucination, and we're going to take them down because they need to be shown a lesson. And the path of the baby face is the triumphant side, and it's about how we get to prevail over. Well, hopefully, I don't want to give everything away here, but hopefully the Hallucination can prevail over this attack by the Ally Nation and turn the heel of Damian Abraham back over to the side of the Hallucination.
The Ally Nation is not a joke, my friends, and you will all find out soon enough. Hallucimania will be the end of one nation and the beginning of the rise of the allied kind. Hallucination, you had your time.
Damian Abraham of the band F'd Up is featured on two tracks on this album, but you also feature Northern Cree, and I believe they are also featured on your debut record, A Tribe Called Red. Can you talk about how you go about collaborating with powwow groups and the reactions you get from those groups when they hear their music weaved in with your electronic elements?
So the sessions that we made this EP on come from the album the latest Northern Cree album that we recorded and produced with them.
Oh, wow. So yeah. you produced their album. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. It was like we've always wanted to do it, and we've had like, this is our first real opportunity, I feel like, to have full hands-on, full control of producing this record. It's a moment that we've been wanting to just like, it's something we've been wanting for a very long time. We're both fans of each other, but we got to use like the best facility, some of the best recording techniques and gear, and the whole purpose of it was to make the best sounding powwow record ever recorded. Because, you know, usually powwow records traditionally has been recorded by non-native people. So we wanted to take the care of it to really capture like the sound. So that was like where it first started to come out. Like we had this intention that like, okay, now we've done this, but we're going to give you we're going to work on stuff so you get, so we can make this music, so we can make our collaboration truly happen for this album that we wanted to do together, or projects or songs we want to do together.
Amazing. But like, I'm just also thinking of like some of your first albums, like A Tribe Called Red, for example. I mean, how did you put those together? Were you sampling powwow music, or were you like having to go to some groups and say, hey, can I get permission? I mean, how did kind of the early days of Hallucination / A Tribe Called Red, how are you producing or incorporating some of that powwow music into those tracks?
In the early days, yeah, it was much more just sampling pre-existing powwow music. You know, in the earliest days, we were just looping stuff live, and then we moved into to kind of doing mashup tracks, and then that evolved into to sampling stuff, you know, with the first electric powwow drum song. It wasn't until about 2015 was our first opportunity to actually get in the studio with a powwow group. And that was with Black Bear, a group from Manawan. And we went out and got in the studio with them. And they were recording their album, and we were just kind of getting them to do a lot of extra stuff for us, as well as be able to get the kinds of recordings that we needed, you know, get a cappella tracks and things like that. Because up until then, we had just been working with what we could find. You know, if you could find a part of the song that was open that had no drumming, and or working, just having to work with the drumming all the time. So when we did that recording with Black Bear, was our first opportunity to get full access to the vocals in a way that allowed us to be more creative. And then we had a second opportunity to do that with Chippewa Travelers. Yeah, in like, what was that, 2017? So we've got a few opportunities now to actually get in the studio and work directly with powwow groups and try to, you know, write new songs with them. And ideas that we've had about, you know, trying to craft powwow songs out of like popular songs and things like that, like working directly creatively, things that work and things that we figured out didn't work, and all of that has been a huge part of our growth. But we still will just, you know, search through powwow albums and find songs that we really like and that can work for us. So it's still a combination of both things. I know on this recording, it's all Northern Cree, but we're still out there to work with any powwow group that works for us.
Have you ever like seen their reactions in real time when they hear both their music and then, you know, your stance on it, you know, mixed into the Hallucination? Like, do you ever see their reaction to hearing the final product?
Oh, for sure. Like you were mentioning that we worked with Northern Cree in the early years, and that was it wasn't one of our albums, but it was just a single of probably the biggest Northern Cree song and one of the most recognizable powwow songs out there from recent years, which is the Red Skin Girl song that they did, and we did the remix of that. And one of the nights, not long after we had made it, Northern Cree were in Ottawa, and this is back when we still had our regular electric powwow parties, and a bunch of the members came out and requested to hear it, and we played it, and then they requested to hear it again. And they were super excited about it. And that was the really important one for us that night when they were there, to have that reaction with us, because that song was a huge learning curve in terms of what we were doing. You know, up until that point, we had just been clearing samples like you would with any other music, you know, and going to the label. And we had ended up in a little bit of a position where the label was very not responsible to the artist in that situation. And they weren't getting any information about what we were doing. So we actually ran into a problem where they didn't know that we had licensed the sample, you know, and that really woke us up to realize that our responsibilities when working with this music aren't just to what, you know, the legal system and what the industry tells us we need to do, that there's an added responsibility because we are working with our culture, you know, because there are other cultural responsibilities and ways of asking permission and all of those sort of protocols that we need to remember that we have to respect as well. So that song was a big learning curve where it taught us, okay, there's an extra responsibility on how we have to deal with powwow drums. So after making those kind of early missteps, it was really amazing to have them there and be excited about what we had done.
That's really interesting you bring that up, because I was just always assuming that you would have to go to the group itself for permission, but you're right. Like, if you just think about like music legality, you just have to go to the label. And my other question for you is like, have you ever come across groups that were like, no, I don't think that this powwow music should be mixed with, you know, electronic music, or it should just stay in this realm? Like, do you ever get pushback against this idea of weaving this, you know, very traditional music with, you know, this more modern electronic sound?
Not from powwow groups. Yeah, we've never had a powwow group not be interested, you know. And I should say too that a lot of the powwow groups we've worked with outside of Northern Cree are a lot of younger groups, you know. So a lot of singers that you know, understand what we're doing, or, you know, power groups that have people who are rappers in the group and stuff. So there was already an understanding of what we're doing and what we're accomplishing with our music. There has been times when we have had to have conversations with people from the powwow community who aren't necessarily as comfortable with what we do, but it always ends up in a place of, you know, I don't necessarily like what you guys do or feel comfortable with it, but I watch the reaction from our youth, and I watch our youth be engaged with our culture, and that's important. Yeah, so it's a fine line that we walk, where we try to be responsible and respectful of powwow culture and powwow protocols, while also pushing that boundary a little bit.
That was Bear Witness and Toolman of Hallucination. They just released the first of a two-part EP called Path of the Heel. Part two of that EP is scheduled for release in February. That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.